transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Start singing songs of victory. Sing songs of praise like we did tonight. Sing songs that edify, that lift up your spirit. Stop moaning and groaning. Grab a hold of the spiritual technology. God said knowledge would be increased. He wasn't just talking about natural knowledge, spiritual knowledge. He's revealing himself in ways that have never been known on earth before. As a matter of fact, there's an anointing coming to the body of Christ, to a remnant people that are caught up to the throne, that will overshadow the anointing that the first disciples had. I don't care whether you believe it or not. Amen. It's going to overshadow. God has saved the best wine for last. All the other wine was wine from the vine. This wine ain't on no vine. It's divine. Amen. He called you into the kingdom for such a time as this. Amen. Where are we in Daniel? Get Daniel chapter 12, verse 9 and 10. Knowledge is increased. You seek, you'll find. You ask, you'll receive. You knock, God will open it to you. But we develop this. It doesn't happen overnight. This is why you develop, you grow, you increase capacity. So that when these things come to you, you're not overwhelmed. You don't become careless and a waster. You're not a leaking vessel. God bring your best blessing and it's gone. I always talk about that one fighter who beat Muhammad Ali and won $1 million. It's a big deal back then, $1 million. It's a big deal now. But he got $1 million. And in about a year's time, from what I remember reading and seeing, he lost it all. And it was a lot of money way back then. And he was back on the corner pitching pennies. Getting drunk. And drink. See, this is why God has brought you through your wilderness. That he might prove you and prepare you. So that when he does bless you, you won't forget him. I'm going to drive that home until somebody really gets a hold of that. The Lord's going to bless some of you until your socks come off. But he doesn't. He's going to do it with the prerequisite of you not forgetting him. Amen. Israel forgot God. Solomon got so blessed that in his older age, he married 700 women. Come on, Saul. What's up, man? And what they do, they turn his heart from the Lord. That's what mammon is. That's what God has prepared you. Amen. That's what God has prepared you. So that you will have a capacity to retain what he brings into your hand. Not just to only bless you, but for you to be a blessing. Whether monetarily, whether your spirit is just overflowing with revelation, love, joy, peace, all the world needs to pull some fruit from your tree. And you need to have some patience on that tree. Say amen over here. You need to have some love on that tree, some joy. Somebody needs to get around you that ain't got no joy. And you got joy. It doesn't mean that you're telling jokes. You just have joy. That joy will spill over on them before they know it. They feel like they can make it. It's just like when we go into the presence of God. You may be battling stuff, discouraging all, but you go into the presence of God. You come out of there, you change. I can make this. The devil is a lie. I am more than a conqueror. Verse 9 and 10 of Daniel chapter 12. And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. So see, we're not numbered with the wicked. And I believe there's a remnant of God's people that do understand the times of migration, the set time, the Kairos time. Nobody has to tell you, but people can bear witness to it. Because it's in your heart, you know, and I'll use the word feel. You feel something. God is up to something. Amen. Amen. Who would agree with me that God is up to something? Amen. Brother Willie, is God up to something? Amen. Amen. God is up to something off the charts. But he only will measure it out to the measure to which you allow. According to the power that worketh in you. If it's 30-fold, God will measure it out 30-fold. He's not going to overwhelm you in that sense. If it's 60-fold, he'll measure out 60. But if it's 100, when I pray, I use 1,000-fold. It's in the Old Testament. I always pray 1,000-fold. That's just me, but I always pray that. So we see here that God says that the righteous or his people will understand. Go with me to Ecclesiastes 3 and verse 11. We're talking about your appointed time. Your appointed time. It doesn't matter, I'm appointed. And the wonderful thing about it, when God appoints it, man can't unappoint it. Is that a word? Unappoint? Is it? Okay, thank you. Wait, say it is today. Unappointed. I'm unappointing you. No, when God appoints, nobody can unappoint. And you know what? Even though you're not ready for it, God will get you ready. Yes, he will. Ecclesiastes 3:11. I believe it's 3:11. Yeah, 3:11. 3:15. Yeah, 3:11. He has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work of God, the work that God makes from the beginning to the end. Isn't that interesting? That's an interesting verse of scripture, and you can probably bring a lot of interpretation to it, but let me give you one where, get it back up, it says, he has made everything beautiful in his time. I like that part because when we move in God's time, everything's beautiful. See, let me say it this way. We're waiting on this, and okay, that's a point in time. And when we get there, oh, it's beautiful in his time. But no, let's take it a little deeper. If I'm moving in God's time, amen. He makes everything beautiful in his time. Amen. Not at a particular certain time, but in his time. Amen. So I'm moving in God's time, so everything's beautiful. Yesterday was beautiful. Today is beautiful too. Tomorrow is beautiful. Did you hear the news? Well, I don't care about the news. Today is beautiful. Why? Because I'm moving in God's time. And you will come to a place where the appointed time. But you don't have to be all sad and dragged out and disappointed and anxious and stuff when you move in his time. The Bible tells us to be anxious for nothing. Is that right? But in everything through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. In other words, God wants you to carry a thanksgiving attitude, a gratitude, a heart of thanksgiving. And that will help you, amen, to walk in his time where things are beautiful. You'd be surprised when the devil's trying to bog you down with oppression that you start thanking God. You start praising God. You put on your gospel music and start singing and praising. Lift your hand or go into your closet and start praying. That thing will lift up over you. And what the enemy meant for evil, God will turn it around for good. Do you realize realize how close the angels are to you, to war for you. Not just to keep the devil from killing you, but keep oppression off of you. Keep falsehood from coming to you. Lead and guide you into all truth. Protect you from evil. Amen. They're close to you. They encamp round about you. They live with you. You're not alone. Ever. And you'll meet those fellas on the other side that were assigned to you. Tell you, yeah, Rob, you was a tough customer. But we got you here. No, I'm just saying, Rob, no. Rob is cool. So, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 2. Isaiah 40 and verse 2. Somebody say, my appointed time. See what's involved or what's included in your appointed time. God's taking you higher. It's not the run of the mill, and you can't even say it that way. Really, it takes from it. It's not just. Let me just say it for no better way to say it. It's not just your average blessing. I'm telling you, the Lord is up to something in this season. That if you will believe, this season is different from seasons ago. As long as the earth remains, there'll be seed time and harvest, summer, winter, cold, and heat. It always seasons. This season is different. And it so much has to pertain to your destiny and fulfillment. Dreams. Amen. Dreams coming into manifestation. Remember Joseph dreamed. Amen. And he went through a bunch of cycles and seasons where he was almost hopeless at one point. Amen. Until he utterly humbled himself. Yes. But then came the season of his appointment. Yes. And it happened so quickly, they had to race him down in the dungeon and shave him. And throw another garment on him and rush him up before Pharaoh. That's how quickly it happened. Wasn't any mitigation. He didn't go before some council. He went straight from the dungeon, straight from the jail to stand before Pharaoh. Amen. Come on, when your time comes, I don't care. It's called the Kairos. When your time comes, ain't going to be no delays. Ain't going to be no distractions. Ain't going to be nobody standing in your way saying, well, I don't know. Look, get out the way. Coming on through. It's my turn now. It's my time now. God said that you better get out the way. Amen. They better let go of your blessing. They better let go of your increase. They better let go of everything God promised you. They're going to have to. They don't have no choice. Joseph went through it all. But that was the process for God preparing him to have a capacity.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Future.